One thing that you have to do is look at curriculum that your district has selected, looking at how much time is devoted to math at your grade level, and then what can you do with that curriculum? Will that cover everything? And most of the time, the answer to that is no. And it's not that the material in the curriculum isn't designed well, but that it's not enough time and there's usually not enough practice. For example, in teaching time in the first grade, you might have one or two pages in your math textbook and students are expected to know it, and that's not going to happen. And so having supplemental materials that will help with that, and that could be things from your district-wide publishing company that you use, or you can find those materials on websites or by purchasing different technology games that actually help students. We need to look at kids that are having difficulty or that didn't understand one concept, what is the reason for it, and then find materials. And then think about the students who have already mastered that concept and what do you have them do while you're working with the students who still maybe need a little more instruction. And we want to make sure that when we're working with the students who have already understood the concept, that we aren't just giving them busy work. We want to have materials that challenge them and that really focus more on the higher level thinking skills.